Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, two new G.I. Joe series announced. Something is Killing the Children tops February graphic novels. Marvel drops free Infinity Comics. This is Comic Book Club news for March 8, 2024. Just like our own universe, the Energon universe is expanding. We always knew there would be two additional miniseries coming after the currently running Duke and Cobra Commander series, and now we know. The next two series are Scarlet and Destro. First up, Scarlet number 1 will hit on June 5, 2024 from writer Kelly Thompson and artist Marco Ferreri. In the series, Shauna Scarlet O'Hara will head to Japan to take on a villain known as the Arashikage Clan and battle her former partner Jinx while discovering a, quote, shocking weapon that could change the balance of power on Earth. Said Thompson via press release, quote, I'm fortunate that thanks to my job, I often get to dig into characters and worlds that I've loved for a long time. But G.I. Joe's Scarlet is truly one of my first geek loves as a kid, and I am absolutely thrilled to have a hand in building her for this new, incredibly cool and rich universe at Skybound. Then, 2 short weeks later, on June 19, 2024, Destro number 1, written by Dan Waters with art by Andre Bresson, premieres too. Focusing on villain James McCullen Destro the 24th, the high-tech weapons dealer will clash with both the Crimson Twins, Tomax and Zamat Paoli, as well as Cobra Commander. Said Waters, quote, I'm incredibly excited to bring Destro to life with Andre. This is going to be a visceral, explosive thriller in which he, Destro, isn't very nice to anyone at all. Everything you'd want from your favorite amoral arms trafficker. Though no specific issue count was shared, presumably these will be 5-issue miniseries like Duke, which will wrap up on April 24th, and Cobra Commander, which will drop its finale on May 15th. Other Energon titles include the ongoing Transformers and Void Rivals. So now you know, and as they say, knowing is... I forgot the rest. Yesterday, we brought you news of the top-selling single issues of February. Now we've got news of the top-selling graphic novels of February. Tomorrow? Nothing! We have no podcast tomorrow. We pick up again on Monday. Anyway, enough tomfoolery. Though Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin is still holding strong at number 3 on ICV2's list by units sold, and is number 1 on the dollar sold list, February was a big month for Jamestown IV and Werther Deldaria's Something is Killing the Children. The just-released 7th volume of the series hit the top of the unit sold chart, bringing the first volume up to number 7, and Tynan's World Tree Volume 1 held strong at number 13 on the list. Other highlights include Void Rivals number 1 hitting at number 5, Zoe Thorogood's It's Lonely at the Center of the Earth making a surprise appearance at number 19, and Scott Pilgrim's Precious Little Slipcase Collection hitting Dollars Earned at number 11. The more you know! Was that the end of it? I think that was the end of it. Marvel has dropped the paywall on 100 of their Infinity comics. So not quite an infinite amount, but it is the start of a new promotion titled Marvel's Infinity Comics Start Scrolling. The vertical format phone-friendly comics are Marvel's take on the webtoon format, and feature comics like It's Jeff, X-Men Unlimited, and Spider-Verse Unlimited. While only 100 of these will be free to browse, Marvel boasts there are over 30,000 comics total on Marvel Unlimited, the home of Infinity Comics. So, you know, first taste is free and whatnot. Said Jessica Molloy, VP of Marketing, Marvel Unlimited via press release, quote, Marvel Unlimited's Infinity Comics were not only introduced to provide a new way to experience Marvel stories, but also to create additional avenues for fresh and underexplored corners of the Marvel Universe. The Start Scrolling program is truly an extension of that. And with titles being rotated in regularly, we hope to keep welcoming in readers to our ever-expanding comic universe. You can read the comics for free with no login today at marvel.com/infinitycomics. Oh, I got it. And that's one to grow on. Right? For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And knowing is half the battle. Feel better now? I bet that was pretty annoying. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.